Holly Anderson, Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N. Date of birth is 12-22-1954. This is for date of service, 3-30-2023. Mrs. Anderson is a 68-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of her thyroid function studies. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, depression, anxiety, ascending aortic aneurysm, aortic valve replacement, osteoarthritis. Her aortic valve replacement was in 2018, neuropathy from a spinal cord tumor, and a autoimmune skin condition called bullous pemphigoid, B-U-L-L-O-U-S-P-E-M-P-H-I-G-O-I-D. The patient is on Valtrex therapy, secondary to getting shingles on and off. She has chronic hoarseness from her aneurysm repair as they nicked a vocal cord. She denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. She is followed by Dr. Torres for the skin condition. She also follows a vegan diet. Plan number one for evaluation of her thyroid function studies. I've ordered a thyroid ultrasound to delineate her thyroid goiter. She has a history of multinodular goiter diagnosed around a few years ago. In July of 2019, she has a dominant nodule on the right measuring 1.7 by 0.9 by 1.1 centimeters. FNA biopsy dated 9/12/2019 showed benign pathology, and I have ordered a follow-up thyroid ultrasound to be done prior to her return. Next number for evaluation of her thyroid function studies, I will check a TSH, free T4 and free T3 level. I will also check a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level. Next number, she has post-herpetic neuralgia, and she takes Valtrex therapy on a chronic basis. She was previously on gabapentin. At this point, I'm not sure if she is continuing to take this medication. Next number, she is also pending a food sensitivity test, which has been ordered by one of her primary care providers. Next number, follow-up in about 3 to 4 weeks to review the results of her thyroid studies. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.